It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. I'm Randy.
Happy Saturday, Barbecue World.
Hey, that's Barbecue Bob. Michael's here on time today.
Hey, you know, don't knock it. It could happen.
Well, hey, we got an awesome show for you guys today. We've got a bunch of stuff coming on. We're going to do some tips and techniques with some new equipment that's out there. We still got our Name the Pig contest. Smokey Hodginson is out there as a contender. We're going to be jetting out to St. Julian Winery, talking to David Braganini. Got a little healthy grill segment going on where I'm going to talk about a serious topic of some possible carcinogens that could happen with your grilling, but we're going to teach you how to avoid those. No big deal there. Bob's going to talk about a little barbecue party potentially in your backyard and how to put one of those together. We're going to do a segment on marinating, and we're going to talk to you about a variety of things that can be marinated. Got a gentleman by the name of Keith Guidry that we're going to talk to, he's down in Louisiana, somebody that Bob knows, and then we'll wrap it up with a segment of Man Law and some upcoming contests. But right now, we've got a gentleman by the name of Max Folda on the line. Max is with Tech Grills, right?
Hey, good morning, Max.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Last time I saw you, I think we threw down some meat pretty serious.
I think we went through 70 or 80 pounds of meat. That was a good time.
We wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you had a couple of things we talked about last time. One was strawberries.
I've got a great way of doing strawberries on the grill. If you're really looking to impress somebody, maybe at the end of a meal, get your grill good and hot and take you just a little quart pail of strawberries and toss them on top of the grill. And I cook with a timer. I set it for about 2 minutes and then I flip them and let it sit for about another minute, and then take them off with a pair of tongs, and those strawberries will melt in your mouth like you put a spoonful of jam in there. They're unbelievable.
Now, Max, are you cutting those at all, or is it a whole strawberry on the grill?
The entire strawberry. Don't cut them, or you'll lose some of the juices. And then when you take them off, you have to be very careful. Use a pair of tongs or use a toothpick. Because it will. It'll fall apart in the tongs or on the toothpick.
Max, a lot of people out there don't understand the nature of an infrared grill and how you might be able to pull this off. Explain a little bit about the piece of equipment that you're using to get a result like that.
Typically, we're cooking at a very high, hot temperature, between 800 and 900 degrees on the cooking surface. And at that, you're almost searing the juices inside of whatever you're cooking. So your meat, you know, stays juicier, your strawberries stay better. And in the strawberry case, what you're doing is you're actually cooking the strawberry like they'd be cooking it to make jam out of it. And it brings that good sweet flavor out. It just does an incredible job at cooking faster and much juicier than anything else out there.
So in terms of technique, would you want to, like, roll that a couple times so you seared it before you spent too much time on one side?
As far as a meat product, I would only sear it for 4 or 5 minutes aside, and you're going to be between a medium and a medium well.
No, I'm still kind of stuck on that strawberry. I was trying to think of, you know, if you left it on one side too long, it seems like it might just be a little bit tough to turn.
You're exactly right. Usually I set it for about 2 minutes, but I am very particular on a timer. And at 2 minutes, it gives you a good sear mark, gives you that black mark across it that everybody wants. It gives it a little bit of a crispier taste. And only 2 minutes on the first side, then about a minute on the second side.
So you're really coming up with a different flavor and complexity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Something that really makes your taste buds go crazy.
So you have some great chicken technique and recipe. What was it on the chicken side that we were talking about last time that seemed to be unique?
You know, I've got a couple of different ways of doing chicken that really well, make your taste buds go crazy. But one of them is to actually soak your chicken in a plastic bag to marinate it in a sweet carbonated soft drink like a Dr. Pepper or a Pepsi Cola or something like that. It will actually penetrate that meat a little bit, and when you put it on the grill, it gives you a good crispy, sugary outer covering, which really makes it taste great.
You put any oil in with that?
A little bit of oil would be fine. And you know, the fact of the matter is I like a little heat on mine, too, so I'll throw some pepper or some cayenne in there also.
We've got a personality here at one of the other sister stations who did a throwdown, and we went out to that with him last fall, and he did Faygo Red Pop. I don't know that I really cared for that so much, but... I shouldn't probably say it on the air.
Well, it's a possibility. That was kind of like a little strawberry. Faygo's a local brand, Max, and it's kind of a cherry, strawberry-flavored drink, soft drink. And I would bet that it'd add an interesting flavor to chicken, you know? But anyway, so, Max, this infrared technology that you guys have, it seems kind of space age to some of our listeners. Is this a new technique, or is it a has it been around a while?
Actually, it's been around a little while, and in kind of the mainstream, people are just recognizing why it's so good. But we invented cooking with infrared. Or the company that I work for invented cooking with infrared over 30 years ago. And it actually, you're cooking with heat waves instead of cooking really on with temperature. And what it does is it doesn't let things lose their moisture. Right now we use something that's called our tech grills are 100% infrared. We don't cook with any hot air, and we're the only ones that do that. And you know, I've been telling everybody that we also make a commercial version, and the commercial version, it's not by happenstance that some of the larger steakhouses in the country use us, and including Augusta National down at the Masters.
So when you say 100% infrared, aren't you the only one that do 100%? The other ones are like, what, 30%?
The best you can get on another grill that's using an infrared burner is about 35% infrared heat and about 65% hot air, and that's what you're cooking with. That's why when you stand over a grill, you feel this hot air coming in your face. That might as well be a blow dryer, like a lady would use to dry her hair. That's why your hamburgers shrink, your steaks lose their moisture. On our grills, that doesn't happen. Everything stays big and juicy, and you get the true flavor of the meat.
Yeah, it amazes people. No matter where you demo that thing, it's absolutely different.
Yeah, just a completely different heat source. And what it does is it just puts together almost a completely different texture. And the seals in the flavors is just a great piece of equipment. Bob has shared that with me. I know he's got one. I've yet to get one yet, Max, but it's coming up here in the next few weeks. We're going to put one on my deck. I can feel it coming because every time I've ever had anything that Bob has put together on that, and you guys were generous enough to give us one. We got a listener now using one out there, and she writes us back and forth all the time about how amazing she is and showing it to all her friends, and so hopefully we'll get this a little more popular here in West Michigan.
I actually ran into her at Quinn and Tui's on St. Patty's Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she loves the thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're a hero.
It's a great piece of equipment.
Well, Max,
it really is. It's crazy how anybody who has one of these grills thinks they're the best things in sliced bread. They really do.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time with us again, Mr. Folda. That's Max Folda, and thanks a lot. We'll talk to you.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Good to talk to y'all.
All right, buddy. That's Max Folda from Tech Infrared in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey, Bob, if I wanted to go find one of these grills, where would I find one here in West Michigan?
Your closest shop is, again, one of our friends down at Zager's.
They got three locations, right?
Yep. They have Kentwood, Jamestown, and Holland.
Right.
And
they carry the tech grills at each of the locations.
Yep.
Right?
And if your favorite grill shop does not have tech, just call them and find out if they're available there, because there are a bunch of dealers that are coming on with that line.
So. Right. But it truly is an amazing piece of equipment. We don't endorse it just because we work with the company. We actually have the grills, and Bob does anyway. And it's just crazy the quality of food that you can get off that.
Yeah.
But Bob, if we're going away from gas and we go over to charcoal, sometimes one of the challenges that I know is getting that charcoal fire started. And there's a little canister that you can buy that you stack up the charcoal. Does it work just for briquettes, or will it work for the hardwood as well?
I'm pretty sure it works on anything. But if you're using briquettes, you're probably, why bother?
Right. And we're big fans of lump hardwood charcoal.
Only way to go.
Right. But what it is basically, it looks like a coffee can, an old style metal coffee can. It's got a handle on it.
Or a sifter.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Right. Like a flour sifter, mm-hmm. but a bigger version of it. Exactly.
Yeah. And you just basically, you fill the thing up with your charcoal. You put some crumpled up newspaper underneath it. You torch a newspaper, and it does a wonderful job of lighting your charcoal.
Right. And what it does, it gets it hot. You let it get the embers going, and then you pick the thing off and spread the coals out, right, in
yep.
your grill.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah. It's just a lot better way to get your charcoal started, and you're not putting fuels on there because, yeah, there's a debate out there whether the fuels actually flavor the meat or not. Some say they burn off. Others say you get a lingering effect. But if you'd use one of these canisters with some newspaper, that's never an issue, right?
Never.
Yeah.
But does the newspaper leave a lingering effect?
Well, no. It all depends what section you're using.
I'll say that. I've been using those things for years, and no.
Those aren't newspapers, Michael.
Oh, right. It's a zigzag weekly.
Oh, I was thinking that. No. Okay.
What?
I won't even go there. Good. Well, what I like to light charcoal with is a little something made by Rutland and their fire starters. They're really for fireplaces, but it's just compressed sawdust with a little paraffin in it, and those work wonderfully.
Yep, if you're just tuning in, this is the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL each and every Saturday morning. Coming up in our next segment, going to teach you a little bit about some potential carcinogens that are associated with grilling. This, don't panic, but stay tuned because I'll explain it. We're going to talk to Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.